Hi, my name is Hunter Hubler, and I am interviewing Stacy Hubler for an oral history archive composed of individuals' personal experiences with bookstores. Today is Wednesday, July 1st, 2015. Hi, Stacy, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
So, I just want to interview you and learn a little bit about your experiences with bookstores and what role that they have played in your life.
Sounds great.
So, where do you currently live?
Horseheads, New York, a very small town.
And is that where you were raised as well?
Yes, it is.
And what is your age?
48.
And what about your career?
I'm a freelance editor.
Okay. So, when did your love for books and reading come about?
Well, from as far back as I can remember, when I was 6 or 7, my mom would take me to the bookstore in the mall, and I would save my money, all my chore money, and buy paperback books for about 95 cents back then.
Wow. There's definitely a difference in price today.
Yes, there is.
So, was your experience with bookstores where you grew up, were there bookstores right there in Horseheads in your town?
Yes, there was just one, actually, in the mall, and it was an old one that's long gone called Walden Bookstores. And it wasn't until just over about 20 years or so ago that we acquired a Barnes & Noble, which is a fantastic place and probably my favorite place to shop.
So there weren't really any mom-and-pop bookstores, any little small, just kind of nooks and crannies and streets that you could go and pick out old books?
Not in our small town. I have been to some of those in New York City and actually in Paris, France. We've been to some that are just kind of tiny little holes in the wall, and the books go up way up high into the ceiling. And just really neat, comfy little places. But we never had one of those in Horseheads, New York.
Would you have enjoyed it more if you did?
I don't think so. I think the largeness of Barnes & Noble is definitely something that I enjoy. I enjoy going into the small ones, but you can't always find what you want in the tiny one.
So what... Could you please explain the role that bookstores have played in your life?
Well, as I said, when I first started reading and everything, I would go to Walden Bookstore, and I would just spend my chore money there. But within the last 20, 25 years or so, Barnes & Noble has become the place that I go, and that is my favorite place. And we have a local one here in Horseheads. And I guess you could probably say my life was planned at a Barnes & Noble. It's a very big part of my life, from everything, from buying baby books before my daughter was born, to taking my daughter there to pick out her own books. That is where she learned to read. We bought a little pack of Bob's books. I used to take her there. We would go to the story hour, and we would meet book characters. At other times, we would visit the cafe and get a coffee. And well, she didn't get a coffee, but a coffee and a brownie or cookie. Also, my career being in the field of books, it's where I go to pick out my freelance books. All my references for work come from Barnes & Noble, from Chicago Manual of Style to my dictionary to everything else. Also, I've used it as a social place where I can go and meet friends for coffee, and we sit for an hour or so and just catch up and socially just get together and find out what's going on in each other's lives. We also, my husband and I, used Barnes & Noble as a place when my daughter was at a movie or at a friend's house and we had to pick her up. We used Barnes & Noble as the place to, if we had 15 minutes or 30 minutes or an hour, we would just go there and kind of use it as our, to fill up our time. waiting for whatever we had to do. In addition to that, I also bought books there to improve my home. Everything from remodeling our kitchen to fixing the bathroom sink. Also landscaping books to landscape our yard ourselves. That's how I learned what plants to buy, when they would flower. And another big thing that we've used it for is for travel. Before we went to places such as Disney World and Switzerland and Sweden and Paris, we went there and we bought the little travel books to help us plan our trips and figure out, you know, where we wanted to go, what we wanted to see. I also use that. I buy a lot of our gifts for our relatives there, mainly my nieces and nephews. Everything from buying them gift cards or books or games or experiment kits, and even stuffed animals back in the children's section. And in addition to that, not only do I buy gifts there, but every birthday and every Christmas, I'm given Barnes & Noble gift cards. I've had up to 5 in my wallet at one time because people know that's my favorite place to go.
So it sounds like bookstores have been a lot more to you than just somewhere to visit every once in a while. How important do you feel like all those experiences truly were in your life?
Oh, I think they were very important. It both in helping me with my freelance career, and getting the books and the resources that I needed to get started in that, to also just pure enjoyment of reading and looking for a book, the next book that I wanted to read. So it in some way, Barnes & Noble has helped build every part of my life.
So do you have any specific memories or stories that you'd want to share?
Probably one of the memories was going with my daughter, who first, the only way I could get her to go to Barnes & Noble was to tell her, well, go get a Frappuccino and a brownie. But once we got the Frappuccino and brownie, then she wanted to go back and look at the books. And we spent hours and hours at times going back, and she would bring a pile. When she was very young, she would, before she could read, she would bring a pile of 5 or 6 books so that I could read them to her, and we'd sit on the little stage there and read through the books. And then as she got older and could read herself, she had to sit and look through and find the perfect book to buy. You know, so we were there a long time, which, of course, I didn't mind at all. I enjoyed that. But somehow she always convinced me that, you know, there were 2 or 3 perfect books and not just one.
Now, going off of that, what would you say are some of the major changes that have occurred in society, just going back to all your experiences? And even though you still do have experiences today, what are some of the changes that you see?
The obvious one to me is technology. Everything from our cell phones to iPads and tablets to Kindles. So I would have to say for me, the major change would be technology today.
And what are your feelings about that? Do you like it? Do you dislike it?
Oh, I think, of course, you like it. I mean, sometimes change is hard, but I think it just helps us discover more and find more, although sometimes I do wish, you know, we weren't so involved with our cell phones. They also are, you know, they can help us as well.
So then going back to bookstores and relating that to all this technology, would you prefer holding a book in your hand, or would you prefer holding one of the Nooks or one of those types of things?
Well, it's funny. I don't see technology changing my relationship with bookstores and books, other than helping me search for a new book. A lot of people have changed to read on iPads and tablets. And even though I was given a Kindle, I found it's not for me. I need to open that brand new book. I need to turn those pages. I need to smell the ink on the pages. For me, I have to have a book in my hand.
That makes sense. I agree with you. Now, what role do you think bookstores will play in the future?
Well, for the time being, at least, I think it will continue to be a place to browse, to buy books, to meet friends, to get coffee, or in some Barnes & Nobles, you can get music and movies as well. So I think that will continue for some time. My husband says, though, that bookstores will be a thing of the past in the future. I hope not, or I hope I'm not around when they're not around, because bookstores are just wonderful places where you can escape for an hour or even more. So I'm hoping they stick around. I'm hoping there are enough people like me that, you know, want to hold a book and want to be in the bookstore to buy a book, as opposed to just looking at it on a screen.
So going off of that and looking at how bookstores kind of relate to history in general, how would you say that they play an important role in history?
I would say an extremely important way of you know, the way people live and what they do for enjoyment, and those people who are readers. Everything that they get from a bookstore, like me, it's played an important role in their whole life. From learning to read to learning a new skill, to helping their children learn to read. However, one day, if my husband is correct, which would be very sad, there may one day be no more bookstores. There may just be pictures of old bookstores we used to visit. And things like books may even be artifacts if everything goes to the computer and to tablets and iPhones. How sad it would be to just find books in history museums.
Wow, so it really sounds like bookstores have played such an important role in your life. Thank you so much for participating in this interview and sharing all your personal experiences and your relationship with bookstores. I really enjoyed talking with you, and you really have contributed to an oral history archive that will definitely provide people in the future with interesting information. Thank you.